Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, for our monthly Agricultural History Update. Dr. Vail, talk a little bit about the history of and the importance of agricultural fairs.
Well, I'm excited because March, of course, is a good month for a lot of different things, but also it's National Agriculture Day on March 20th this year. And so I got to thinking about agricultural fairs and the history there. And really, agricultural fairs have been kind of a mainstay, and that can go all the way back to the American colonies, but it was basically a way to give rural families the opportunity to see some of the firsthand agricultural techniques, the newest ones, new equipment, crops, livestock. But there, of course, there's always a competition and that sort of a fair-like atmosphere. So it's another way for communities to get together and kind of meet up and celebrate the year.
Dr. Vail, along with that, talk about the history of and the importance of the community outreach phenomenon.
Well, I would say more in recent times, you've got a lot of sort of fair-like activities, games and competitions and 4-H activities, and those things are really important and fundamental to these sorts of events. But earlier in the 1900s and even in the late 1800s, you saw a real effort by land-grant universities in particular to link science and technology to this sort of gathering. And so you saw a lot of efforts by agricultural scientists in particular to meet up with farmers and talk about concerns, not just sort of celebrate rural communities and that sort of thing.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly Agricultural History Update, joined once again by Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska-Kearney. Dr. Vail, you mentioned earlier that March 20th was National Agriculture Day, and since its founding in 1973, how has it helped rural communities from its founding through today?
Well, I think that the National Ag Day every year since the 1970s has linked very much the commercial end of agriculture with its public investment and rural communities. And so all of those, whether you're a child in elementary school or you're a professor or you're a farmer or you're a rancher, you can get together and celebrate agriculture in all of its forms. And I always like to think about what Abraham Lincoln said in 1859 about agricultural fairs, which I think that National Ag Day celebrates, which is that the chief use of these fairs, he said in 1859, is to aid the improving of agriculture in all of its departments, all of its divisions, and the mutual exchange of agricultural discovery, that everyone may know everything.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What has happened this month in agricultural history?
Well, I would just like to say that I think that this month is National Ag Day, and so just to remember that when you're participating in these activities, that it has a heritage that goes back to the 1970s, but really when you're going to National Ag Day and agricultural fairs later, that you're participating in a long history of rural community, of science and technology and community outreach.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, joining us once again for a monthly update in agricultural history. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.